So, purpose is power. The questions you know are what? Why do I want this? Why is this so important to me? Why is this a must for me? How will I enjoy this? Here's the M in RPM. The M is a map, a massive action plan. Once you know exactly what it is you want, once you're absolutely clear in your mind in terms of your purpose, like why this is a must for you, what juices you, why you want to do this, then you need the M. You need a map, a massive action plan. Why a massive action plan? Because small plans don't produce any result. How many of you have ever set a goal, been juiced about it, had gone for it, and your plan miserably failed? So our goal is not to be anal. Our goal is to create a map with so many choices that if one doesn't work, another one will, another one will. Because if you try something that doesn't work and you don't have another plan, basically you lose all momentum. So our goal is to brainstorm out as many ways as possible to get that result in the shortest period of time, but so it's more like art. So now I can make it this way, this way, this way, or this way. I can try it many different ways. And think of a map as being like this. A map is the way you navigate from where you are to where you want to go. Now, if you got a map, you got some power. But for the map to be valuable, you got to know two answers. Number one, you got to know where do you want to go. If you go to the map and you don't know where you want to go, the map is worthless. The second thing you got to know is where are you? If you don't know where you are and you know where you want to go, you're not going to navigate accurately. What RPMs do, they help you understand where you are, where you want to go, get the fuel to get you there, and give you a map, a plan, an action system to make it work. That's what this is about. So the question you're going to ask yourself is, what specific action do I need to take in order to get this result I'm committed to? What specific action do I need to take in order to get the result I'm committed to? Now, you don't say general. So for example, if someone says, my outcome is I want to lose some weight. The problem with that is it's not specific result. That's why it's RPM, not, you know, what do you want? It's not WPM, right? Whip them, right? So you've got to get it specific. Now they say, okay, I want to lose 12 pounds. That's wonderful, but how come you've not done that in the past? Because you haven't marshaled enough reasons. Reasons come first, answers come second. Get strong enough reasons, you can figure out big enough why to do something, you can figure out how to do anything. So this time, take the extra time to figure out why. This is the part people don't do in the beginning because they go, oh, it takes time to write down these reasons and think about them. Let me just write my list. Well, writing your list without knowing your reasons is a guaranteed way to make sure that whatever you do is not sustainable. The emotion makes it sustainable, okay? So you gotta make sure you come up with that aspect. Then you come up with what the actions are. What specific actions are you going to take to make this happen? So you say, okay, I want to lose 12 pounds, and the reason is, and there are going to be lots of reasons, because I'm sick and tired of no longer being able to fit in that chair where I sit down with my kid, because I want to feel sexy, because I want the juice of feeling fully alive. Whatever the reasons are for you, they're different for everybody, but if you get a juicy enough reason, strong enough reason, now when you ask, what should I do? Now's the time to ask that. What specifically should I do to achieve this, having this emotion? For example, if you are angry, if you are excited, if you are energized, any of those emotions, will you come up with a different quality of to-do list than if you're planning? Yes or no?
Yes.
You better believe it. Or tired or overwhelmed. Will it change you? Yes or no?
Yes.
So that's why the sequence of these is so critical. If you start out with what to do, I guarantee you're not going to experience what it is you want. So it's kind of like if you know the right numbers to someone's phone number and you dial them in the wrong order, I don't care that you have the right information, you're not going to maximize the result, you're not going to reach them. If you know the vault and you know the numbers in the wrong order, you're not going to open up all the juice you're after. This is the way you do it, and all successful people can tell you the answer to three questions. What are they? What is it you really want? What specific result are you committed to achieving? Secondly, why do you want it? What's your purpose? What's the reason that'll make this something you want to do, you will do, you'll find a way? And thirdly, what's your massive action plan? What specific actions will you take to achieve this? If you can answer those three questions, you do nothing else, I guarantee you can achieve things you never achieved before. In fact, if you can do the first two, you'll achieve more than 90% of the people around you. How many of you in this room have ever had something you got focused on, a specific vision, a goal, a desire, and you were so focused on it. You focused on it every day because you were excited about it and you had a lot of emotion about it. Something really juiced you up. You had no clue how you're going to achieve it, and stuff just started to happen. Like you meet somebody or something came together or your brain came up with an idea. And before you knew it, this thing you wrote down was now a reality. How many of you have done this before in your life? Say I. Then all of you here are people that use RPM. You've done RPM anytime you've succeeded. You shouldn't call it that. A results-focused, purpose-driven, massive action plan. The rapid planning method, because slow in the beginning, pretty soon gets fast. Because when you start focusing on the outcome, the result, and you have enough emotion, you'll get there 10 times faster than if you just have a plan for something that you need to do. If the emotion speeds it up, knowing the target. Think about it. If you know the exact target and you have the force and the energy to send into it, now it's only a matter of time between which activity is going to hit that target. But if you don't have a target and you don't have a lot of energy and you start throwing arrows around, and that's how most people operate. Most people operate ready, fire, aim, right? They're taking all kinds of action. Massive action is only the cure-all if you have a clear outcome and enough reason to get yourself to continually to do it. That's why the sequence is critical. So what is RPM? Stands for the rapid planning method. It also stands for having a results-focused, purpose-driven, massive action plan. It stands for three questions. Question number one is, what specific result am I committed to? Get it down to results so it's measurable. Secondly, you're going to ask yourself what? Why do I want it? What's my real purpose? What are the reasons they're going to drive me? And the third question you ask yourself is, what specific actions must I take to achieve this outcome in this time frame? And the more specific you are about the actions, the better. Just like if you say, I'm going to lose some weight, it's not going to work. I'm going to lose 12 pounds in the next 3 weeks. That's very clear. Great. Why? Strong enough reasons. Then what specifically I have to do? If you go exercise, is that specific? Yes or no? You got to be so specific that you could hand this little, what we call RPM block, I'm going to show you how it's organized, to someone. They don't have to ask you anything. They know the outcome. They got strong enough reasons why. They know what to do precisely. And in fact, if they know the outcome and they got strong enough reasons, they can probably come up with their own plan how to get it done. And they may come up with a better way than you would. That's how you get out of being the person that's doing everything in your company. You don't just give it up and hope they do it. You don't just lay out some goals. You agree to the specific results that everybody's committed to. Everybody comes up with why the organization needs it, but they want it. Come up with an outline of the activity, but if the activity doesn't work, what do? Something else. If they know the outcome and they know enough reasons why, if that doesn't work, what do? Change it. What do? Change it. If that doesn't work, what do? How long? Until you get the result. And if there is a clear enough outcome and enough emotion and enough change in the activity, you'll get it. This is the essence of RPM. It's a way to maximize your results and maximize your fulfillment simultaneously, because you're fulfilled because you're not just achieving something. You're achieving the vision you've created, and you have the emotions you want most attached to it. So the level of fulfillment goes crazy. It's no longer work, it's play. Well, welcome back. Took you on a bit of a journey here. I hope this has been helpful for you and helping you to get a sense of what you focus on is what you feel. Just remember, where focus goes, energy flows. And everything is trying to grab your focus all the time. Most of us are getting our attention driven off by what other people want us to do in reaction, or something we think will give us a lot of pain or a lot of pleasure, so we gotta deal with it right now, or something we can escape with. But what we've gotta organize ourselves around is, what do you want? What's most important to you? What's your outcome? And then why do you want it? We lose track if we allow ourselves to live in reaction. Take control of your mind, take control of your emotion, take control of your time with these three questions. What's my outcome? What do I really want? Why do I want it? And what's the best, quickest, most powerful way to get to that result? You don't have to do it all to get what you're really after. And by the way, RPM is more than just these three questions, more than the paper or computer product that you can utilize this in. It really is a system for managing your life. And part of what will make that work for you is, what if I told you you could take everything that's stressing you out in your life and organize it so you only focused on what mattered at the time, and you could separate yourself from reaction? Well, the three questions are a part of that, but I'll tell you what you're going to learn if you go all the way through the entire Time of Your Life program, is how to take all these roles of your life, you know, as a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, the role you have in your work, your personal roles, your professional roles. If I could tell you that you could take all of that and go into the zone, you know, where time disappears, you're enjoying yourself so much and you're getting the most done, show you how to do that in each area of your life and keep it balanced. I mean, a good metaphor might be if I said to you, we're going to move the house and we took everything in your house and we dumped it all in the living room on the floor. Clothing and bills and food and children's items and all that stuff. But what if I could tell you that I could take your whole life and put it in 8 drawers? And I could teach you what those 8 drawers are for you. We could customize them for you. And then in a few minutes, everything on that floor will fit into one of those 8 drawers. You know, you could show someone else how to do it. They could clean up that room really quick, and then you could focus on only that drawer at that time, called your body, or this part of your business, or this part of your relationship. There is a system, just as simple as these 3 questions are, that allow you to maximize your life by getting rid of the clutter and only focusing on what matters at one stage at a time with all your power and all your ability. So the system is obviously much more complete than the questions, but the questions alone, if you do nothing else but ask these questions, it can take you out of stress, because when you start focusing on what you want and what you're after, the brain's amazing. And I want you to know that you've already been practicing RPM, even though you may not call it that. If you've ever had something that seemed difficult or impossible, but you had a goal, you had a dream, you had something you really wanted, and you obsessed about it, you focused on the outcome, and you knew why you wanted it, and you kept thinking about it and feeling it, having had times like something like that, it just came together. You don't even know how. Like, you met a certain person, or all of a sudden, you know, you got introduced to someone, or you got an interesting insight, and you figured out how to make it work. This is a thinking process. But if you want to take it into a system that's automatic, where you don't have to think about it, where it's part of you, then please move forward to the next step of the training after this film and complete the rest of the Time of Your Life audio series, and or get a coach and let us help you and make a difference. Again, we promise you results or you pay us nothing. And it's your judgment. Start with a free coaching session, call based on the number we have here, and let's get yourself started so we keep the momentum going. It isn't just some learning that's intellectual. It shows up as a new life for you. So I know this seems like a lot, and you're going to go to the video now that'll teach you chunking, but again, I really want to serve you. I hope you get the earnestness of my commitment and our team's commitment to get you results, not only the achievement, but that fulfillment as well. So I hope that after listening to this, if you feel a little overwhelmed, here's what'll balance it for you. Just take a few seconds after listening to this right now, maybe even before you go to the video, and answer 3 questions. First question is, what do you really want for your life today? You know, maybe you've been doing the same thing for a long time and, you know, what do I really want today? It's time to make a shift. Maybe, you know, you're at a different stage of life. Maybe it's time for a new beginning. I'd love you to answer the question, just like a paragraph. What would an extraordinary life look like for you today? What would your life be like if you'd really mastered time? Second question is, if you don't master it, what is the stress of not mastering your time costing you? And just be honest with yourself, and don't do this in your head. If you write it down, you'll instigate, you'll trigger your own inner drive. So please, before you go any further, what would an extraordinary life look like? That's number one. And what is the lack of mastery of time costing you physically, emotionally, in your relationships? Just, it may not sound pleasant, but we need both sometimes the carrot and stick to get ourselves to follow through. It's just useful to see the truth in front of us. And then the third thing to do, why don't you just take one aspect of your life and say, what's one specific result I want? What's something I want to accomplish? Maybe it's something right now you're saying you have to do. I got to call this person. I got to complete this thing. Just come back and say, okay, I don't want to just call them. I just want to just complete this. What do I want? I really want to make major progress on X. I want to make major progress in my business on this. I want to make change in my body on that. I want to shift my family. There's an outcome you want. And why do I want that? Well, gosh, if I make this change in my business, my goodness, I'm gonna feel phenomenal. I'm gonna transform my life of my customers, or I'm gonna have a heck of a lot more fun, or I'm gonna have some free time. If I do this with my body, I'm gonna have more energy. Pick an area where you think you have to do some things and ask yourself, what do I want? What does that relate to that I want? You know, I get a bunch of phone calls, perfect example, and I say, okay, I see all these people calling me, but what do I want? I wanna make major progress on my book, let's say. I say, you know what, John's called me, Mary's called me, Paul's called me, well, John and Mary both can help me on my book. I'll call them, find out what they want, but I'm gonna ask them some questions that can help me in making progress. And why am I doing this book? Because I wanna change lives. That's my purpose. I wanna make a difference. I know it can free people when they understand this. And then how do I do it? Well, I'm gonna call John, I'm gonna call Mary, and I'm gonna do this. In other words, build a little RPM block, if you would. Ask yourself the questions that will organize yourself and see if you can't make a change from have to get to. From a bunch of stuff you gotta do, to a targeted result that you really want, you know why you want it, and you know what to do to make it happen. That'd be the third step. If you just do the first two, it'll be fantastic. Go to the video. It'll help you. But again, please take me up on my offer to let us give you the whole system. And the way I can give you that offer also, so we're not just trying to push something on you. I mean, this is our life and business, but you become our client. We're here to serve you. I've been doing this 30 years. And in those three decades, I've built a pretty impeccable reputation in this area. It may sound like hyperbole, but you probably know our brand. And our brand is known not just because we've been out there for 30 years, but because we deliver results. And we put the judgment of that in your hands. So if you'd like just a free coaching session to get yourself started after listening to these two audios, call my office, use the code in the front of the package, and you can have a free session initially just to give you some results. My way of serving is to make sure we add enormous value to your life, much more than you would expect for your time or your money, to do it efficiently, to do it in a way that's fun, impactful, and one that gets results. So call us at 1-800-519-3910. It's 1-800-519-3910. Or, of course, you can go 24 hours a day to the website, which is tonyrobbins.com/moretime. I hope this has been helpful to you. Go to the DVD, but please, first answer those three questions. Till I meet you in person, till our paths cross, I just want to say to you, make sure you live with passion. God bless.